So let's start with the very first question, which is about how do respirators work? So when a respirator is used properly, dust masks prevent the inhalation of dust in the air and protects the lungs. When you inhale, air is pulled through the dust mask or cartridge. So dust masks capture particles only, and cartridge respirators capture particles and chemicals. So there are different types of cartridges. There's the one for the particulate cartridges that filters out dust, mist, and fumes only. Chemical cartridges trap different types of chemicals but no dust, mist, or fumes. So how much protection does a dust mask give? Dust masks only provide protection for to level 10 times above the dust permissible exposure limit. In the case of half face cartridge respirator, only provide protection to level 10 times above the chemical or dust permissible limit. And the full face respirator can provide protection to level 50 times above the permissible limit. And full face respirator also provide eye protection for irritating chemicals. A power air purifying respirator can provide protection from 25 to 1000 times above the permissible limit. So what is a chemical IDLH level? For your information, IDLH means immediately dangerous to life or health. So most chemicals have an IDLH level in the air where cartridge respirators can be worn. Our cartridge respirator is too prone to leaking to use at levels above the IDLH. And the only alternative is a respirator that supplies clean breathing air for these scenarios. Very important to know that dust masks can in variety of styles and brands, and not all dust masks provide adequate protection for workplace dust. And only NIOSH approved dust mask can be used for protection against dust levels that exceed the PEL, which is the permissible exposure limit. So masks are more protective than others, like the N95 filter out 95% of dust particles, and the N99 filter out 99% of dust particles, and the same happens with the N100, which filter out 99.7% of dust particles. N99 and or N100 masks are recommended for every fine dust or dangerous dust such as asbestos or silica. And dust masks will not provide adequate protection in the following situations: where there is exposure to chemical gases or vapors, or dust levels more than 10 times the permissible exposure limit, or whenever there is oxygen deficiency. So where cartridge respirators don't work, cartridge respirators are not good for large chemical spills or leaks or thick dust clouds. Don't use them in emergency situations, including fires or where they won't provide enough protection. In these type of scenarios, where whenever there is a major leak or a spill, you should leave the area. And cartridge respirators don't work where there is a lack of oxygen. Cartridge respirator cannot protect against high level of toxic chemicals. In confined spaces like tanks or manholes, can have a high oxygen deficiency or high levels of toxic chemicals, for example. And in the case of the medical evaluations, this is another important item to know, that medical evaluations are required for anyone required to wear respirators. Breathing through a respirator is work for the body, so respirators can be hazardous to people with heart or lung problems. The first step of a medical evaluation is a confidential medical questionnaire. A healthcare provider decides if you need a medical exam, and results are only used to determine if you are fit to wear a specific respirator. A respirator must fit properly to prevent leaks around the edges. Fit testing must be done before first wearing any respirators. So how to clean and maintain respirators? Respirators must be cleaned and inspected and maintained regularly. Cleaning is especially important in dusty areas. Clean in warm soapy water and allow to dry thoroughly before storing or using. How should respirators be stored? Respirators must be stored in a clean, dry place. Don't store them unprotected in your work area. And in the case of cartridges, cartridges must be changed regularly. Particulate cartridges are changed when they become difficult to breathe through or are damaged. And chemical cartridges are changed on a predetermined schedule per the manufacturer's instructions as well. Dust masks cannot be cleaned or repaired if soiled or damaged, and replace dust masks if breathing becomes difficult, if they are damaged, or if they are dirty or dusty on the inside. Dispose of dust masks at the end of the day or shift. That's the most common recommendation for N95 masks. And for more information about respiratory protection, the reference is the OSHA 1910 and 134 standard.